finished the first parak. We did a good amount of the second parak, and third parak we saw certain points, fourth parak we even saw some points in the fifth parak. So let's go to the sixth parak. It's interesting in the order. The second half of the second parak, of the third parak, has fairly similar mishnayos. Person makes a neder from a certain item. What's included in it? What's not included in it? There it deals with people. Here it deals with items. So the Mishnah says, beginning of parak vav, another different mavushal. But a person makes a neder that he's not going to benefit from something which is cooked. So he says this item should be a kainam on him. So mutter betzli v'sholuk. So if it's roasted, so yes, we'll see in Lashon HaTorah that the Lashon Tzli is included in the word bishul. But in Lashon B'nai Adam, when a person makes a neder, he's making it based on Lashon B'nai Adam. When he says he doesn't want to have anything which is cooked, Mavushal, he means cooking it with liquid. But if it's roasted, it's not usur. As a matter of fact, something which is sholuk actually means there was a process of overcooking. They would cook it very long time. So that's called sholuk. It's also not called bishul. People don't refer to that. Okay. Omer ta. Person says kainam should be a kainam. Tavshul sheni toyim. I'm not going to eat a tavshul. Also be my sekedero rach umutter be oval. Person uses the word tavshul, so they would cook. What's referred to as my sekedero? My sekedero usually was referring to. Something along the lines of a porridge. So if it's rach, if it's thin, people still consider that like a soup. That's a form of a tavshul. If it's ova, it's a very thick mixture. So people don't perceive that as a tavshul. They don't refer to that as a tavshul. That's a lotion of tavshul. Umutter bebeitzis tarmito.
I don't quite understand. I mean, If I've, you know, cooked meat, right? I mean, isn't that a tavshul?
You are correct, it is.
So then why is the thinness more similar to a tavshul?
I think it's more along the lines of baked goods are not also.
Right.
So when I make this thing into a very thick result, so it becomes more in people's minds. It becomes more. It's a form of I don't think we necessarily relate to it like that. But you could picture that a person pictures a thick oatmeal or farina, something of that sort. In virtue of the fact that it's like a mazernus, people perceive that more in the world of mazernus than they perceive that in the world of a tavshil, of the tavshilim, are more of the things that you would eat as part of your meal is a lava's bris a pas. That's the cooked foods they have for a meal. This is its own meal in its own right. It replaces the bread. The point is, a tavshil is something which people perceive as being an accompaniment to the bread part of the meal, and this comes to replace the bread. So if it's a thin one, that's more like it's a chorus during the meal. If it's a thick one, it's more like it's coming to replace the bread.
More of a substantial part of your meal.
Well,
as opposed to like a soup or something.
Well, as opposed to in Bisman Chazal, you ate meat. Meat was to accompany the bread. Everything was lapis as a pas. Oatmeal is not to accompany the bread. Oatmeal was in place of the bread. You didn't have bread. You would just have oatmeal. saying so. The Mor says that the Bavliim were Egyptian, that they used to eat bread together with their Maisa Kedera. But that's foolish. It's bread and bread. So in people's minds, it's a different function. It's more like it becomes the mazarnas, the mainstay of the meal, as opposed to the tavshil, which is the cooked thing which you would have together with your baked item, the bread. Okay, and what's the basis of tamito? So it was. I didn't hear what you said, see. Yeah. The last one, Mutsa. So, Beitza Tarmita, from what I recall, was it was taking an egg and letting it sit for a long time in the hot water, and it would cook very slowly. But it wasn't like cooking on the fire, so people don't perceive that as a tavshil. And the last remutza was they would take the last a gourd, a squash, and they put it into the ashes. And by doing that, it would caramelize. So it was again. The people don't perceive that as a process of bishul. Okay. Hanoidim Maisa Kedero, Hanoidim Mimaisa Kedero. And also Elam Mimaisa Resachto. So here the person asking Maisa Kedero. So what's included is something which is from a type of a flower, which has been heated in the pot. So resat loshen reseyas. So that's what people mean when they say maaser kedera. I mean everything's in the pot. So what does maaser kedera mean to people? Maaser kedera means your oatmeal, farina, those type of things. You're putting a flour into the pot and cooking it up. But he says anything which goes into a pot, anything, all these things go into the pot, anything you cook in a pot, slav davka. So we would have said, well then all those things are the mites of the kedera, those things are what the kedera produces. If you say whatever goes into a pot includes meat, vegetables, etc., so why is maisa kedera limited? Because that's how people would refer to it. Okay, mina kavush. Person's asking himself in something which is kavush, which was a brining process. They would let it sit and brine for a long time. And also elab mina kavush shal yorok. He says from something which is kavush. Ha-kavush, the person, noted from kavush. So in the language of people, we talk about something which is pickled. So we're referring to vegetables. They're pickled vegetables. I think it's somewhat similar to nowadays. You might refer to pickled meat, right? But you don't say, well, I'm eating some pickles. You say pickled meat. It's an adjective. When you say pickles, we know what you mean, right? Because that's the standard usage is referring to the vegetables which you pickle on a regular basis. Kavush sheni toyim. I don't want to taste anything which is kavush. Also b'chol kavushim. That anything which is kavush is also. That would include other types of things as well.
Nowadays, and it seems to me that if you said pickles, it would be specifically cucumbers. Not that you couldn't have other
pickled.
But if you say pickled, I'm going to have something that's pickled. That's something else. But if I say I'm going to have pickles, then
right. So b'zman chazal lashon of hakavush would mean any vegetable was called a pickle. But he says that, but I don't want it to be time anything which has been kavush. So anything which is kavush is also lav davka yorok. Mina Shaluk, and the person says from, it says, now the Rav says the main point over here was the hay. If I recall correctly, that's not the only way to learn the Gemara. The person says, from the Shaluk, so Shaluk can be referred to anything which is cooked in this very long process. But standardized, what people would do that use it for meats. And also, shaluk shalbasa. So when people would say the shaluk, they meant meat. Shaluk sheni toyim, asa b'chol ha-shalukim. He says, I don't want to taste anything which has an element of shaluk in it. It means that would mean anything which is has been processed with through the process of shlika. Mina tzali, and also elamina tzali shalbasa. So when people say roast, they mean meat. They mean Yehuda. Solishen atoyim, osu b'chol atzluyim. Anything that's roasted is osu. Min ha-maliach. So saying the maliach means in osu ele min ha-maliach shal dog. That was a reference usually to they would have salted fish. Maliach shen atoyim, osu b'chol ha-maluchim. It's anything which has went through the salting process would be called maliach. But the Hamaliyah is referring to the Maliyah Shadok. Okay. Dog or dogim sheni toyim, Mr. Dal. So the person says, I'm not going to eat dog or I'm not going to eat dogim. So, also behind bein gedolim, bein katanim, bein maluchim, bein tefelim, whether large, small, whether they've been salted, whether they're tefel with a the spelling over here with the test is interesting. It means not salted. I have in my Mishnah with the test.
You would expect the tough.
But that's what I'm pointing out. That's not the standard way to write it. Usually spelled with a tough. Okay. Ben chayin, ben mevusholin. Whether it's raw, whether it's cooked. But mutter betris trufa ubetzir. The tris trufa was, they would take this fish and cut up in very small pieces. And it would come like that with its liquid, etc., or its sear, which is the if you would salt the fish and you squeeze out the fish, so that was sold like as its own like fish juice. It wasn't the brine. It was the juice out of the fish. So even though it's fish, but people don't, when they say dog, the tree stroop for whatever reason was known as tree stroop. So if you would so when people said dog, they didn't mean tree strufa. Okay. The Ran learns the Mishnah that dog dagim is, he said both, and that's why it includes gedolim v'tanim. Katanim in general are usually sold as a package with multiple amounts, and a large one is referred to as a dog. So Mishnah says ben gedolim ben katanim means because he said dog dogim, he said both. Hadardim in hatzachanov, so the osu b'taris trufa. Yep. I'm not sure exactly there was another name for it. Okay. Umutte betzir ubemurius. So the tzir was the liquid part of which would come out of the fish, and murius was like the fatty part which would come out of the fish. Another mitzvah trufa also b'tzir b'murius. In the mitzvah trufa, when they cut it up and they process it, so there's a mixture of tzir and murius in it. So when people say mitzvah trufa, they have in mind to include the tzir and the murius. Another minachal of mutar bakum. So a person who asks the milk, so whey is permitted. So again, it's going to be a lashon issue. We're not saying the whey is not considered part of the milk, but when people picture milk, they picture milk. Whey is after you made into cheese, and you have the part which it comes out as the whey. So people perceive that as something else. The Tanakh says, "No, mice, it's milk." Minakum is mutzbechol. A person says he can't have whey. Well, there's whey in milk, but people don't refer, when they say whey, they're not thinking of the whey part of the milk. So what's the call?
Is the machlokas Rabbi Yossi because this is a question of how much B'nai Adam, you know, is required for it to be considered to be the same thing, or...
The Gemara actually comes out that it really was depending on where they were, Mark Yasre. And obviously, in where he was, people would refer to the whey as milk.
So there's really no machlokes.
Really no machlokes. It's almost kind of the more of it. Yeah. Avashalom Rav Nardim in a Kavina also bein melucha bein tefela. So even though he says hagavina. And in general, the cheese, which means with the hey yizia, it was much more of a reference to cheese which has been processed totally, which means with salt, because people like the salt. So, no. So even though he says Hagarina includes even a cheese which wasn't salted yet. Another min abasser, so similar usage we had in Mishnah Hay, Mishavav says a person is not from meat. So when you cook meat, so you have like on the bottom of the pot, you have the gravy and the kippah. Kippah are like little pieces of meat, which. And the fat, whatever, makes like a gelatinous type of a thing in the bottom of the pot. That's called kippah. So there is the meat flavor, there is the fat, there is little pieces of meat in it. So it's meat. Yeah, but when the person says the meat, they don't mean the gravy. They mean the meat. If you go to oyster, and you're going to have... the Gemara says over here when he says basar, the Yehuda I think actually argues and he says since it has tam basar, so that's enough to make it asur. According to Yehuda, Amar Yehuda Maisa basar la Rabbi Tarfin Beit Sim Shnis Bashlimai. I'll prove it to you. He says that once it has a tam of basar and you ask a basar, so you, there's, it's, you know, we deal with it like you're a day. If it has absorption of basar, it's asur. Because Reb Tarfon told me, in case of neder min a basar, that I couldn't have the eggs which are cooked with the meat because they have the tam of the basar in it. Amrloi, the Chachamim said back to Reb Yehuda that they're not disputing that v'chena the rich true. That's what Reb Tarfon held, but you have your case a little bit incorrect. But Amos said, when is that? Is Man Shomer Buster Zeh Olai? So he says Buster Zeh. He's not saying I'm prohibiting meat in general. I have a specific piece of meat that I'm prohibiting. Once you make that meat usher, so that piece of meat is usher, that's then anything which comes out of the meat is a problem. So the time of the meat in that situation would also be problematic. But a person says, I'm going to not eat busser, So he's not making a specific piece of meat asur. He's making all meat asur. He means the meat, when it's in the meat state, as opposed to when it puts out its flavors or something else.
So even if it didn't have the tang, if it's balto, how would you treat that if it was balto? I mean, you're still eating the meat. And you said this meat.
What in the retirement's case?
Yeah.
We follow general rules of Gerade. It's like a piece of Isser.
So
it'd be a bit of a shishu.
Yeah. It'd be a bato.
Yeah.
Surprising. Okay.
What?
Well, the logic behind the din of bitul b'shishim is it doesn't exist anymore. You can't even taste it, so it's just not there. So the fact that the scientists will tell you that there are microscopic molecules, that's irrelevant as far as we're concerned. Shanodim in a dabra b'nisar ba'achar, once you make an item usher in you, and then it gets mixed with something else, you can taste it, it's osir. That's the general. Now we're dealing with the general rules of teruas of isser. Because now the item is an item of isser, and there's the rules of teruas. So a person says wine, it doesn't mean that you have used wine in a recipe and you could taste the wine, but that's not what people say when they say wine. But Omer Kanim Yayin Zeh Sheni Toyim. So he's making this wine usher. So the same thing as we had in the previous Mishnah. So now it's like it will follow the rules of Hilchos Taruvos. If an item is also, it gets mixed with something which is heter. So if it's up to shishim, it's still considered that it exists. Another minu anovim mutar b'yayin. The person prohibits grapes upon himself. So then wine is mutter. But people use people say grapes. They don't mean wine, they mean grapes. Well, what is... But if a person would say these grapes are usur, and then you make those grapes into wine, that which is usur to him is going to be usur, like Mishnah will say in a second. And the minas they sim mutar b'shemen. Omer kanim zaysim anovim elu sheni toyim. So here he's talking about a specific cluster of grapes or of olives. And then the lacha is also behen or beyotze behen. So whatever you make from them, now they're an item of isser. So if you take the item of isser and you squeeze it out, you can't eat, you drink the liquid. Another minute tomorrow. Mutter b'tvash tomorrow. So when the person says dates, he doesn't mean the nectar which you squeeze out of the dates. Misisvonios were the grapes which would never ripen. So they would make them, common usage was they would make them, they would squeeze them out. They didn't have a good flavor, so you wouldn't use them for wine, you would use them to make vinegar. So mutter b'chametz sisvonius. So, based on the rule we're saying, you asked the item, you didn't answer the yotzei mehem. Kol sheshem teilatoi kriya olav. So in these cases, as opposed to in the previous Mishnah, we don't walk around saying yayin anovim, right? Even shemen, So I think Stam Shemen Zman Chazal was referring to olive oil. They weren't making other things into oil necessarily so much. So they didn't necessarily say Shemen Zaysim, Shemen Zayas. But over here they refer to it as Dvash Tamorim or Chaimetz Siswaliyos. So even after you made the second item, the Talata is Kriyalov, the source where it came from is how you refer to it, and he made an editor, so Usr Afbiyitza Hemenu. So then the liquid which comes out is Usr. So therefore in these cases of Dvash and Chaimitz, Dvash Tavorim and Chaimitz Siswaligus, they would be Usr. The Chamatir and Chamatz in Otz Mutter. So I see the rabbi over here deals with the question. The chacham is a Tanakh Hamma. So he says two explanations. What's the difference in Tanakh Hamma and the chacham, the final chacham? Take a look at the rabbi. Chachamatirim. You can make Tanakh Hamma and the chacham. What's the difference in the two? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh is saying it's Osir and they're saying it's Mutter. So you can't eat the grapes, but you cannot eat the grapes, but you may use the vinegar. But the chachamim matirim, the second chachamim matirim b'sisvaniyos, that's when you can eat the grapes also. The chachamim the sisvaniyos la b'nei achila ninu, they're not really edible. Kinodim b'sisvaniyos daitol al chachamim so yotze mehen. Loyal Sisvanius Atzma. So according to the Pshat, over here, their matter, the Anovim, and they're going to ask her the Chaimitz, because that was the only thing you did with them. You didn't eat them as in their original state. You would just squeeze them and make vinegar out of it. Chomer matirim the sisvaniyos, but not the chaimitz of the sisvaniyos. Pirush acher, chomer matirim chaimitz sisvaniyos kamei dvash tamarim. No, now like we just said, they're going to be matir the chaimitz, just like they're matir the dvash of the tamarim. The sir the common bandworm rim lakhila ben chenmir lakhila is to dabra akhad alats way mutu be to him imen they ask us something that which comes out as mutu but and what there are, what's different than the Tanakama is this differentiation is because the original item does have some use, but if you have something which is not roy at all, that's the same. The Tanakama holds, and if it's any roy lachila, you only use it in the product. So then he is also in the product. Different. So whereas Sisonius, Tanakama holds. Are useful as is. It's all here. Okay.